VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Min Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello guys, it's me, Min Jane. Ever since COVID-19 erupted, it has been a really, really long time since the last time I went abroad. I'm so desperate to go to other countries, in particular Japan, to relax. I know many of you guys have the same feeling as me, right? Unfortunately, Japan is still in a pretty dangerous situation and we might not be able to visit it for a little while still. I hope this pandemic won't last too long. Anyways, I know that many people are fond of Japan because it has great food, great views, and it's also the best place for shopping in the world. And I like to shop in Japan. Japanese are unbelievably good at inventing things that are convenient, yet weird that can blow up your mind. Although we can travel to Japan for now, we can take a look at today's sentence and see what kinds of convenient things that Japanese invented. The seats are automatically heated. They all have bidets. And depending on where you go or how advanced you make your toilet, there are other functions as well. My parents' toilet lid automatically opens when you open the door.
座位可以自动保温，都可以冲洗屁屁，而且根据不同部位或是各种等级，还会有更多功能。我父母家的马桶盖会自动掀起。那我们来看一下发音吧。 第一个字 automatically 这个字比较长，所以你可以把它稍微分开来念 auto， 然后 automatically。 好，然后下一个 heated 的 ed 要念 ed， 因为它是 t 结尾的字，所以加了 ed 是要念 heated。 接下来是 advanced， 这里的 d 呢会念的比较短，所以有点像 ed。 然后加 advanced， 那它的结尾 ed 我们会念 t， 所以是 advanced。 再来是 functions， t i o n 这个字呢，通常都是念省，然后中间的 c 呢都会念的比较轻，然后也比较短，所以听起来就像是 functions， 几乎快要听不到 c 这个音。那我们再来念一次句子吧。
The seats are automatically heated. They all have bidets. And depending on where you go or how advanced you make your toilet, there are other functions as well. My parents' toilet lid automatically opens when you open the door.
那我们来看今天的第一个单字 automatically。 Automatically， 它是一个副词，意思是自动的。 Auto 这个意思是自己的或是自动的，所以如果你把字加上 auto 这个字，通常会变成自动的意思。比如说 automobile 就是汽车的意思，automatic 就是自动的意思。那我们来看一下例句吧。I
wish my car could drive automatically when I'm too tired to drive.
我希望我的车子可以在我很累的时候自动驾驶，但是希望大家开车的时候还是要尽量自己开，因为自动驾驶好像还不太能信任。第二个单字是heat，heat 它是动词，意思是使变热。那句子里面的heat 有加ed， 不是因为它是过去式，而是因为被动的状态，表示它是被加热的意思。 好，那我们来看一下例句。
Can you heat up the food for me? It's in the microwave.
你可以帮我热一下食物吗？ 在微波炉里面。 下一个单字是 beaded。 Beaded 它是名词， 意思是坐浴盆。 它的中文名字看起来可能会有点不太懂它到底是什么东西，但它其实就是一个拿来洗屁股的，通常在南欧或是中南美洲比较常看到。 就如果你去欧洲的话，你就会看到厕所里面有两个 马桶，但有一个其实是拿来洗屁股的，因为它只有水龙头。那我们来看一下例句。Every toilet in the world should have bidets built in it. 全世界的马桶都应该要有内建喷水装置。接下来第四个单字是 depend on, depend on, 这是一个片语，意思是信任或是依赖。It's a pretty sad phenomenon that many midwives still depend on their parents in order to survive.许多中年人到现在还依靠父母过活，是很悲伤的现象。这里的 midlife 就是中年人，然后 phenomenon 就是现象。现在不管在哪个国家，好像都有很多这种状况，就是很多啃老族，希望大家不要这样子。好了，那我们接下来看最后一个单字吧。 function function 它是一个名词，意思是功能、职责。你可以这样子说， My mom hates smartphones because there are too many functions that she doesn't know how to use. 我妈妈很讨厌智慧型手机，因为有太多功能她都不会用。不知道你们大家的爸妈或者是阿公阿嬷是不是也不太喜欢智慧型手机，因为功能太多太复杂了。 Alright guys, that's it. I hope that the pandemic can end soon becauseI believe you guys would definitely want to go to Japan more after listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and don't forget to leave a comment below about the weirdest or the most convenient thing that you have ever bought in Japan with your recording. And see you soon! Bye!